Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Renegades of Rawhide. Cisco and Pancho have been sent to the town of Rawhide to investigate a series of railroad disasters. As they are enlisting the aid of the lady sheriff of Rawhide, Pruny Parkinson, news of another train disaster arrives. Together with a posse, they all ride to the wreck and find a woman and her baby pinned under one of the cars. After Cisco goes in under the car and rescues the woman and her infant, the leader of the Renegades, Breed Buckthorn, and his henchman Hank, dislodge the precariously balanced car and send it crashing down on Cisco. Now...
Madre mia, Pancho, not see Cisco never again.
Don't give up hope, Pancho. People will not rubbish, boys. Wonder why that car toppled.
But Pancho, not here, Cisco. Where's Cisco?
Don't talk so much, Pancho. Get to digging.
Si, Signore Sheriff. Pancho dig.
I don't see how he could escape death in that truck.
Here he is, Pruny. We reached him.
Easy there, boys. Careful with Cisco.
Madre mia, Cisco dead.
No, be still breathing.
Here, lift him up.
Cisco! Cisco, wake up!
Give him time, Pancho. He's coming too.
All right, boys. Set him down here by that woman and her baby.
Oh, madre mia, my head. Oh, Pancho, senor and her baby, are they safe?
Si, Cisco.
Cisco, kid. Oh, you saved us. You're the bravest man I know. Thank you. Thank you, Cisco.
I still don't understand how you escaped death, Cisco.
I do not know either. When that car fell, a piece of wood must have hit me on the head and knocked me out. How do you feel, Senora? Now is the little one.
Oh, we'll be all right, Cisco. We owe our lives to you.
The important thing is that you are alive, Senora...
Robertson, Paula Robertson.
We gotta get this baby under a roof. Now, you'll be staying with me, Paula, until you're fit to travel again. Luke, you take charge of the posse and follow them pony tracks. But don't look for Indians. They were made by the horses of a band of white renegades.
All right, Pruny. We pick up anyone, we'll bring them in.
Senora Robertson, do you think you could identify any of the men who attacked this train?
Well, I don't know.
Think hard now.
Yes. Yes, there were two of them. I think they were the leaders.
Oh, she can tell you about it on the way into town. We gotta get that baby taken care of.
Hey, little Nino, not cry. Uncle Pancho here to take care of you.
Well, come, let us get started. If you can describe these hombres to me, Senora, Pancho and I will hunt them down and make them pay for every life they have taken.
Next time, we'll get that Cisco kid.
Yeah, if there is a next time.
Well, we'll make sure there is. The important thing now is to get that woman witness at the sheriff's house.
If she identifies you two, you'll hang.
How's she gonna be able to tell us the way we were covered with war paint?
Nah, it won't make any difference. Cisco and old Pruny found out somehow we ain't Injuns.
I'm for clearing out right now.
You'll stay. If I catch you running off, I'll gun you down.
None of us will have to leave. All we gotta do is get that Robertson woman and the Cisco kid out of the way.
Yeah, that's all he says. Have you any idea how to do it?
Yeah, I have. Tonight we sneak over to Pruny's house. Find out what room Mrs. Robertson's in and gun her down.
No. Instead of killing Mrs. Robertson, we take her with us to the hideout.
Yeah, the Cisco kid'll follow us.
Sure. That way we'll get them both at the same time.
Mrs. Robertson and her baby will probably be sleeping in Pruny's spare room. And this time, no slip-ups. Because if you don't get her and Cisco, Cisco will get you.
Oh, darling, everything's all right now.
What's the matter with the little Nino? Uncle Pancho, hold the baby, senora.
All right, Pancho, if you want to.
Watch how you handle him, Pancho. That's a baby, not a burro.
Pancho know how to handle little Nino. No, Cisco?
Si. Pancho has a way with little ones.
Look, little Nino. Oh, Uncle Pancho make a funny face for you.
Well, now, how do you like that? Pancho, anyone that can handle kids like that ought to be a family man.
Yeah, Loco is family enough for Pancho.
Tell me, Senora Paula, the child's father, he was lost in the train wreck?
Oh, no. We were on our way west to meet him when the accident happened.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Senora, you said you saw the two leaders that attacked the train.
Yes, Cisco. They were as tall as you are. One was squint-eyed, the other with sandy hair, and They were decorated with war paint like the others, but I'm sure they weren't Indians.
Yeah, we thought as much. We did not believe they were Indians either.
Can you describe those varmints any better? There are a dozen hombres around Rawhide that could fit the descriptions you just gave.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, that doesn't give us much to go on.
See, that is true, Senora Pruny. But those bandidos do not know it.
What do you mean, Cisco?
From what was said at the accident, they think we have a complete description of them.
I did say I'd seen them.
Exactly. And rather than wait until you identify them, it is my guess they will try to come here to kill you.
Why, they wouldn't dare come into the sheriff's house to gun her down.
Pancho, now let the bandidos hurt the baby.
I have no intention of letting anyone get hurt. I'm only thinking of catching that band of renegades.
Oh, how do you propose to do that, Cisco?
Pancho and I will stand guard tonight.
Si, stand guard tonight.
If we do have a visitor, we will be ready for him.
I'm willing to do it. I feel safe as long as Cisco and Pancho are here.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Cisco. Cisco, think the bandidos really be here?
I think they will, Pancho. And when they appear, I think we may find out how that railway car came so close to killing me.
Sheriff's house has been dark for 2 hours now, Hank.
They must all be asleep by this time, Reed.
Yeah. I'd like to put them asleep for all time.
Don't be too anxious.
This must be the window to the room where the Robertson woman's staying.
Yeah. We won't have any trouble getting in. They left all the windows open.
You don't suppose they did it on purpose to trap us?
Yes, they might have. It's just because a smart hombre.
We're just the hombres to outsmart him.
Yeah. How do we do it, Reed?
You go around the corner of the house. Cover the other window of this room, opposite me.
Yeah, if Cisco comes in the room, it'll put him in our crossfire.
That's right. He won't have a chance. We'll get him from both sides.
Give me time to get around the house before you climb through the window.
Yeah. I'll wait till I see your shadow on the other window. When you're ready, whistle like a bobwhite. Go on, go ahead. And be quiet. There's the whistle. Go in now. All right, lady. Any noise out of you and I'll kill you.
Your killing days are over, you coyote. I will take that gun.
Don't you be too sure of that, Cisco! I can get my gun hand away from you.
Pancho, bring the lamp. Let us see the face of this dry gulcher.
Pancho, here with the lamp, Cisco.
Hey, get Cisco, Hank. Gun him down.
Look out, Cisco, behind you at the window. Bueno, Cisco, take the gun away from one hombre. Shoot the gun from the hand of the other hombre.
Pancho, get the hombre at the window.
No need to throw yourself, Pancho. I got this man recovered.
The Sheriff Bruni, right on the job.
Now, hombre, we'll put an end to this fight. There.
Get in there, you. So you and Breed Buckhorn are pretending you're Indians, huh?
These are the two brave coyotes who would try to kill a defenseless woman.
Look, Cisco. It wasn't my idea to gun her down. It was Hank's.
Why, you squealing skunk. But it was sure enough your idea to topple that railroad car on Cisco.
Like all rats, when they are cornered, they turn on each other.
Come on in, Paula.
Oh, good. You caught both of them.
Can you identify either of these coyotes, Senora Paula?
I'm sure those two are the leaders I told you about, Cisco. With or without that Indian war paint, I recognize them.
Well, I know where to pick up the rest of this gang of renegades. They're probably all out at Breed's ranch.
Bandido's got nothing to say now.
One more thing. How did you always know when a gold train was coming? It will go better for both of you if you answer me.
If I go to jail, Shorty can go with me. The railroad agent, Shorty, was giving us the information.
That takes care of the whole kit and caboodle. I'll get up a posse and round them all up now. By thunder, Pancho, sure does me good to watch you eat.
I think Pancho ate enough for two, hombre, senora.
Men sure have a healthy appetite. You see, Pancho, the baby agrees with me.
Little Nino grow up and eat like Uncle Pancho, see? Kitchy, putchy, kitchy, kitchy. Kitchy, putchy, kitchy, kitchy. Santo, the baby say uncle. He called Pancho uncle.
Well, not exactly, Pancho. Huh?
Oh, he did, too. Yes, he did, Pancho.
Yeah, the more I think of it, Pancho, the surer I am that a man who likes good food and children the way you do ought to have a family.
What Signora Pruni mean?
Pancho, it ain't fitting and proper for a woman to ask a man, but I got a question to ask you.
Not now, Signor. Pancho getting out of here.
Santo, look at Pancho running away.
Go, loco, go now. Go, go, go.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. He took off like a scared jackrabbit. All I was going to ask him was, how did he get the baby to stop crying so quick?
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, glad to leave Rawhide and the Senora Sheriff.
She's a very good sheriff, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
All those banditos are behind bars where they belong.
It's not right for the Senora to be a sheriff. Senora should be a wife. Not the Pancho, though.
Oh, si, Pancho. She would make a good wife, notwithstanding the fact that she's a good sheriff.
Not with the... Who's Cisco? What that word you say? What?
Notwithstanding.
Huh?
You know what that word notwithstanding means, Pancho?
Notwithstanding?
Si.
That a good word, Cisco. Tell Pancho what it means.
Very well, Chico. Notwithstanding means however, or in place of, or nevertheless. Now, you understand?
Pancho thinking, though, know, about notwithstanding better than those other words.
Well, that is fine, Chico. Then, can you give me a sentence using the word notwithstanding?
Notwithstanding.
Si.
And Pancho give a sentence.
All right.
Notwithstanding. Si. Pancho know. Pancho wear out the seat of Pancho's pantalones, but notwithstanding.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, is he?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.